and 201.
Oh no, we sprung another leak, an oil leak that is, discovered at that grisly site in the Gulf where the platform actually sunk last week after exploding. Now it's worse than they originally thought. Maybe five times more oil has been spilling. Ooh, environmentalists are going to make hay out of this. That offshore drilling that the president was talking about, it's going to be criticized up and down. Not that it already isn't, but it might take a little bit longer to have that get the green light, let's say. In the meantime, the Army has given its own green light that, go ahead, look for the death penalty against the Fort Hood shooter. We're talking about Major Hassan. I'll tell you about that in a second. Strange things when it comes to merit badges. Anybody out there listening ever a Boy Scout? I was a Girl Scout. You know, you sell 10 million cookies and you get all those badges. But we never had a pin for video gaming. The Boy Scouts are going to offer a new merit pin for that very thing. How about it? Oh, I could say something, but I'm going to just bite my tongue. I'm thinking of the whole thing with kids and the video games and how they're not getting outside. Look, video games are fun, but we talk about the obesity thing and kids that have this tunnel vision because they're not hanging out, shooting hoops, running around the neighborhood, whatever. My mother had to scream her lungs out to get us to come in for dinner. Why? Because we wanted to just be out there. If we had to play flashlight tag, we would be out there as late as we could. I'll never understand it. Oh, well. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, if you've never heard my voice before. What we do is zig and zag all over the place, to the left, to the right, and everywhere in between. Certainly, you are invited to throw in your two cents, no matter what the opinion, 800-259-5791. Don't you love it when a broad gives out the digits right from the get-go? I think it's a good thing anyway. So here's where we start. We start with, of course, the battleground. That would be Arizona. And now the president is saying, you know, there might not be an appetite in Congress right now to deal with immigration because it's been a tough legislative year. It's the backlash that I think worries so many, especially when they think about the financial aspect of it and how we're drowning in a sea of nothing but red. I mean, nothing but red in this country. We know that. The deficit clock is busted in New York. Need I say more? So upon further thought, even some of the Democrats who believe we got to press forward on immigration reform might have thought better about it once they sat down and put pen to paper. That's the thing. But there still is a giant backlash all over the place. There's supposed to be these so-called May Day rallies over the weekend in 70 cities. And the Justice Department is looking into the legality of the Arizona law. Here's Attorney General Eric Holder.
That law is an unfortunate one. I think that it is, I fear, subject to potential abuse. And I'm very concerned about the wedge that it could draw between communities that law enforcement is supposed to serve and those of us in law enforcement. The Justice Department, along with the Department, along with DHS, is looking at the law to decide exactly how we are going to react to it. We are considering all possibilities, including the possibility of a court challenge.
Do you think it's clearly an unconstitutional measure?
Well, as I said, we are reviewing the law. Right now, we have a group that has been together over the past few days to examine exactly what our reaction is going to be to it. So that review is underway.
All right. So it's because of the last couple of weeks, now that it's official with the governor's signature, this controversial law that would have the police, basically, because it comes down to the 30,000 cops pretty much around Arizona, that would have to question people about their immigration status if they suspect in any way they're in the country illegally. And, you know, you just, the thing is, you have to ask yourself this question. Let's just really dumb it down. Let's just dumb it down. We are a nation of laws, right? We are supposedly citizens who are abiding by the laws. And clearly the problem is these laws have been broken over and over and over and over and over again for decades, even though technically there were laws on the books. I mean, not technically. Let's take that word out. There were laws on the books. But yet businesses continued to hire people they knew darn well were illegal. And, I mean, these weren't migrant workers who were coming in and going out. And no. I mean, flat out, we're talking about plenty of businesses that knew what they were doing and continue to do that, whether it's meat packing plant here or some other facility in cities and suburbs up and down the East Coast and the Midwest and the South, everywhere. It's not just the border states. It's not just there. So this problem now has reached the boiling point, and Arizona became the state to raise the stakes. That's ultimately what it is. First, you have the president criticizing the law and asking Eric Holder and the Justice Department to really look into whether it violates civil rights. Now we're saying, well, geez, the law is kind of a shortcut, isn't it? It's going to polarize the situation instead of solving the problem. And maybe the Democrats, I think the president says he thinks he could get the Democrats to support immigration reform. But you know what? He still needs help from the Republicans. We have midterm elections coming up in November. The entire House up for grabs. Plenty of Senate seats also available. They're not going to touch this thing. They're going to talk about what has to be done if it works for their constituents. Call me a cynic, and I guess I am in the case of immigration reform, but we're not going to see anything happen this year. So it gets tossed to yet another year. And it's easy to make proposals. You know, there's an immigration proposal right now by a couple of Democratic senators calling for more federal enforcement agents and other border security tightening things. Weren't we talking about this for the last 5 or 6 years? Of course we were. And nothing has been done. So this is an easy thing to jump on. If I'm Harry Reid, you bet. Oh, yeah. I will say, let's increase the security. If I'm Chuck Schumer, of course I'm going to say that. If I'm Menendez from New Jersey, of course I'm going to say it. That's a layup. That's what should have been done before. So it's the same typical hot air that's coming out of Washington when we talk about truly tackling this problem. So we can't deal with it immediately because, geez, we've had a really, really rough year. All right, America, it's your tax money. And ultimately, if there's a pathway to citizenship, we're going to be paying for it because of what happens with the welfare rolls. And yes, there would be more money pumped in because theoretically people that would want to become American citizens would pay the fine, would have to pay a fine, whether it's $10,000 or something else. But are you willing to foot the bill? And there's the question. It would have been a lot cheaper, too, if it had been dealt with sooner. 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side. We're going to talk about the Fort Hood shooter.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%.
$25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DubleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DubleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Everybody, Kate swinging for the fences here, just like my Phillies on America Tonight. I think they won today, too. Woohoo! Anyway, military prosecutors are saying that they're going to seek the death penalty against the psychiatrist, Major Hassan, who was charged in that shooting rampage, remember, Fort Hood, back in November, last November. 13 counts of premeditated murder, 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder. Need I go on how stunning was that day in hearing about that. But if military jurors convict Hassan, they can only sentence him to death if they determine there is an aggravating factor in the case. That's military law. So keep that in mind. What's happened is the defense attorney got a notice from the prosecutor or prosecutors that talks about this aggravating factor that more than one person was killed in the same incident. So they're going to do the death penalty deal here, and bravo, I think they should. You may not feel the same way that I do about the death penalty. In this case, there's no replacement for the people, the families, the lives ripped apart in a place where they should have been safe. I mean, really, come on. I'm on the base, getting ready, some of them, to be deployed to the depths of hell and Afghanistan on the front lines, and this is what happens. I mean, it's shocking. It's outrageous. And it's outrageous because there were signs that were there that were ignored. I really think that. And everything that I've read and all the research and the people that we've had on this show, I just don't see how you can spin it in another direction. So the only reason they send that notice of aggravated factors is if you're trying to do the death penalty thing. So that's how we know that's for a fact what's going to happen here. I don't know if you know much about this because people have kind of skipped over this story now, but Hassan was moved from a county jail to a military hospital where, you know, shortly after the rampage, it left him paralyzed. So the jailhouse military defendants, that's where they are from Fort Hood. That's the jailhouse's military defendants from Fort Hood, but they don't have holding facilities. That's what the scoop is there. And he's under 24-hour watch and isolated from the other inmates in the infirmary and all that sort of stuff. But, again, I can only say that I think this is the right way to go, because for whatever moment of, it's not satisfaction, maybe it's justice. I think that's the better word. It's because there is no satisfaction in this. There is no satisfactory outcome. It's just that justice would be served better if, in fact, he gets the death penalty and he's put to death for snuffing out those lives completely unnecessarily, obviously, shattering the world of too many. And here there were signs that he had been radicalized, and I think he was almost begging someone to stop him from doing something crazy, and that's ultimately what happened, huh? 800-259-5791, or flip me your thoughts at americatonight.net. I mentioned this about this new oil leak in this site in the Gulf where the platform sank, and yeah, timing is everything, right? 5,000 barrels a day or more that are being spewed into the Gulf. And I think we talked about this. One thing that you can do to try to keep the oil off the shore is to light it on fire. So sure enough, give me the match, poof, it was lit on fire in an effort to try to do that. But, ooh, you got to picture what it looked like. You're talking giant. You have these fire-resistant containment booms, and you get some of that thick oil on the surface, and then you light it up. So over the Gulf of Mexico, if you were to fly over it, you have these giant sheets, and that's what it looks like. You have giant, thick sheets of flame just racing across the Gulf of Mexico, and thick black smoke. I mean, way into the sky. And it probably does look like an action movie site if you were to look down. But this is an effort to try to keep this crap from washing ashore and then having all kinds of environmental disasters. They do this technique in an effort. That's clearly the only reason why they do that. And you still don't even really know if that's going to work. You test it and you hope that it's going to work. But the Coast Guard, who's all over this, says there's a new leak from the spot where the platform exploded and sank in the Gulf. So you ultimately, when they ignite the whole thing, they have to use handheld flares to set the sections of the spill on fire and to try to stop that. That's it. The boom was what they used to get, you know, gather as much of it as they could on the surface. And then they actually tow it to another spot, set the rest of it on fire, and it burns for about an hour. Ooh. Be interesting, actually, to see that process done. But the last time, you have to go back, the last time this was used was back in 95. There was a spill in the San Jacinto River, and they used it there. I don't think they've ever done a burn off of the U.S. coast for worry of what would happen with this, because you get oil ignited, and it's a great way to get rid of the oil, but you know, you have to be obviously pretty careful with this stuff. And when the flames are done, the material is kind of like it kind of looks like tar when they pull it out of the water. They use skimmers or any forms of nets that they can throw in there and pull it out. And it can't coat the animals like the pictures we saw with the Exxon Valdez, so that's the other good thing. But it could be more than disastrous if this gets closer to shore, because you're going to have, I guess already somebody's seen whales that have been swimming near the oil, and You know, they certainly that wouldn't be good if they continue to swim in that area. And there's other marine life that would be in danger. But boy, the price tag for this sucker, you know, it's the cha-ching factor is ridiculous. Easily could top $1 billion for BP. And then they've got to replace the platform. That's about $700 million. So you got the spill. That's $6 million a day, probably tops $1 billion. And then you've got to spend about $100 million on top of that to drill the relief well. And on top of that, you've got ultimately you've got the cost of replacing it. So that would be $700 million. I'm not crying any big tears for BP. They certainly have the bucks. The saddest thing of this whole deal, the timing is awful because I think we have to have offshore drilling. There's no question about it, but it only fans the flames, pardon the pun, of many that would say, no way, no offshore drilling. This is why we don't want it off the coast of Florida. We don't want that crap. We don't want an oil spill. We don't want anything coming in to ruin our coastline. We rely on tourism. We don't want it. We don't want to deal with that. Look what's happened here. Look at the platform sinking. And the threat to the marine life is terrible, too, of course. But in this case, it's kind of the forgotten thing. And they know it's risky, and they work on those platforms. But you also had 11 guys who were missing. They had to call it off, the search off, because they knew they weren't going to find them, that now have a watery grave, to be honest. And, you know, that's the fear is there that, yeah, this is kind of dangerous conditions for sure, but it hasn't happened in a while, and it certainly hasn't happened where you've had the platform sink in recent memory. So, yeah, worse than feared, five times more oil just splurting and spewing all over the place. Not a good thing, I believe, for the future of oil drilling. It's just going to push the argument back, and it's going to make environmentalists happy, certainly, but it's not going to solve our crisis of being ridiculously dependent on foreign oil if we call off the idea of doing the drilling from the Atlantic coast all the way down to the coast of Florida. And, hey, I know it's a tough choice. Look, I used to drive by those platforms in Goleta and Santa Barbara, and you see them off the coastline. You think, wow, that's, boy, it's such a beautiful beach. And you look not too far out into the horizon, and then you've got those platforms, and it does ruin the view, let's just put it that way. But it's a necessary evil if we're going to be dependent on oil. Coming up, oh yeah, we're talking dungeon. How would you feel if someone asked you if your mother was a prostitute? I'll tell you how one guy felt next.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for installation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Sadly, I know this gentleman that we're going to throw in the dungeon. I know him from Dallas Cowboy days, but imagine, America, like I said, if somebody asked you, yo, was Mama a prostitute? Well, Miami Dolphins general manager Jeff Ireland was forced to issue a public apology to wide receiver Dez Bryant in response to Bryant's revelation that a high-level executive, because he didn't out him, so good for him, from an NFL team, asked him during a pre-draft interview if his mother was a prostitute. Bryant was posed the question during an April visit with the Dolphins as part of a two-week trip where the former Oklahoma star receiver, Oklahoma State star receiver, visited 11, 12 teams before the NFL draft. So shame on you, Jeff Ireland. For that reason, my friend, we're putting you in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yep, that was a stupid question. What he was thinking, I don't know. I really, honestly, of all the things that you could possibly come up with, even if you had an inkling of it, even if for some reason you thought that because of something you read or something you heard or whatever, because what the scoop is Bryant's mother had him when she was 15, and then had a couple of other kids within the next 3 years. Now, she did have a spotty background, to say the least. She sold drugs, she did a prison term, and he had to live with different relatives and family friends and all that other sort of stuff. So, of course, he got upset and said, "My mom is not a prostitute." It's, you know, he gets a lot of questions. He says, like, "Does she still do drugs?" And he answered all those questions. But he was only asked the prostitute question from Ireland. Oh, my, oh, my. All right, we're going right now to a cowboy fan. Just shockingly, he happens to be on the line. Don in Wyoming. Howdy, Don. How are you?
Hey, kid, I think that Ireland guy ought to be fired. Even if she was, the question had nothing to do with his interview. I heard that.
Absolutely. If anything, listen, he had a tough background, and look at his athletic prowess and the people around him who loved him and helped him. I mean, come on. That is just so bogus. What was he thinking? He wasn't thinking. I agree. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Hey, all right, have you heard what happened with the Canadian-Washington game tonight?
Yes. The Canadians won 2-1, so they win in that game 7, and that's it. And they went crazy.
We lost to them lousy, low-life Canadians again.
Did the
Washington fans boo their national anthem in return?
No.
See, there's some clash there, you know. You know, I was 2 days passed, and I'm still ticked off about this.
Yeah, that's no class.
I mean, their PM should have come out with an apology. You know? You know how much these people get from the United States? How many factories we've put up there that we could have here instead, you know? I mean, it's just, you know, they've 200 years, they've had instant security because they live next to Big Brother. Nobody's going to mess with Canada because, you know, the United States will walk on them. You know, and they boo our national anthem? I mean, you know, give me a break. You know, the rest of the joke last time I was going to tell you is, you know, maybe we should round up these 11 million illegals that we have here in the United States, and instead of sending them south of the border, send them north of the border. See how Canada would like that, huh?
There you go. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, so, you know, there's a lot of things going on, and it's interesting because from what I understand, remember I told you yesterday how this bill it's nothing that they couldn't already do? Well, one of the sheriffs down there on the border in Arizona, one of the counties, said, we can do everything this thing already says. You know, we already have the power to do that. We pull people over, if we pull them over, we can start asking them questions about, you know, whether they're drunk, whether they got drugs in the car, whether, you know, they're legal or not legal.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was just really a bunch of baloney, and that's what I was trying to tell you. I didn't see where, I didn't see where they need to have a new law to basically tell police to do it, you know. But at the same time, everyone started to turn this thing into like, oh no, they can just walk up to Hispanic or Mexican or whoever on the street and just ask them for their papers and say, oh, we're shipping you off. They can't do that. That's where the scare tactic from the left, you know, the people that are trying to, you know, point their finger at, you know, it's just crazy, Kate, because, you know, you constantly hear them saying, it's the federal government's job to take care of immigration, not the state's. Well, guess what, Kate? It's been 50 years and the federal government's done nothing except every once in a while grant amnesty.
I agree. It's ridiculous. It's called, you know, what's the definition of insanity? The same thing over and over again. It's their own damn fault. We shouldn't even be in this position. You're absolutely right. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm sorry. And the thing is that they know that the federal government's not going to do nothing. I mean, what track record does the federal government have showing that they're going to do something about illegal immigration? And, you know, interesting, if anything, you know, this Napolitano, oh, my gosh. You know, here she was, the governor of Arizona, twice voted down any type of measure against, you know, illegal immigration. Okay. Then she leaves to go, you know, be on Obama's, you know, be the director of Homeland Security. Well, that's who you want. This is the woman who turned around first. One of her first acts was to stop building the fence to keep, you know, to deterring illegal immigration. You know, it's kind of like, if that doesn't point the finger and say, hey, these people want illegal immigration. They don't want to stop it. They want people coming over here, Kate. They want those people to become Democratic voters. And why? Because they kill their babies. That's why. You know, they have no way of, you know, recruiting other than, you know, letting their teachers, liberal teachers infest the schools and turn your children into little liberals. They have no way of increasing the numbers of their party, because we know that they, you know, with the way they view abortion, you know, forget it. You know, they're not, Republicans raise, you know, for the most part, or, you know, if a Republican mom and dad's daughter gets pregnant, there ain't no way she's aborting that baby, you know. They're going to go ahead and have it and put it up for adoption or raise it themselves, you know. But I'm sorry, Ken, it's just crazy, this whole thing, and it's like, you know, nobody wants to touch it because it's a political hot potato,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And Mark and I, we come on all the time, we talk about this, and you know, and just look from where the geographics of the political landscape have gone in the last 50 years. Okay, right now there is more Hispanic, i.e., Latino people in the United States than there are African American.
That's
okay?
Right.
They're a bigger voting block now than the African American voting block.
Yes.
Okay. And if you want to know how Obama won the presidency, just look at it. He took 95% of the minority vote, and then he had enough white people voting for Democrats voting for him to get him to win the election. I mean, it was a landslide, basically. And then, just like the last 50 years ago, I checked it out, the 1960 census, Kate, the Latino population in the United States was about 7 to 8% of the population.
That's right. You're right. Absolutely.
And now it's up to about 15 to 20%.
That's
and
right.
It's not stopping. That's the point. It's never going to stop.
Well,
and
it's never going to stop, too, because you also have... Yes,
sorry,
but also you have also because we have the anchor babies. The problem with the anchor babies and the kid, you know that, and the, how many are being born in the United States. And so you're right. That's part of it, certainly. And it's not going to stop. That 20% is going to grow higher. Absolutely. That's why... They don't really. That's why this issue of immigration keeps getting shelved. You're right.
Well, I was just about to say, because the assimilation, you know, hey, you come to the United States, learn English. They don't need to because their children do it. You
that's
know,
right?
They their kids get enrolled into the school. By the time you know they're 8, 9, 10 years old, they're speaking English fluently. They can speak Spanish fluently. They can translate for mom and dad. I need to learn English now because my kid can translate for me when I need something, you know, to talk to somebody in English, you know, other than that. So there's no incentive to even do that. And they talk about, well, let's put them on a path to citizenship and et cetera. And let's have them pay a fine. Let's have them do this and that. You're not enforcing any of the laws right now. How are you going to enforce telling people that, oh, okay, to stay here legally, all you got to do is pay this fine? You know, you won't be able to enforce that. You know, so I don't know. All right, Kate, I'm sorry to babble so much about it this week, but
I understand you're passionate about it. You're making a point. Some of what you said is what I've said a lot here on America Tonight for the last 4 years. You and I have talked about it over the years. Absolutely, Don. Thanks for the call. And what he's saying is the same thing that I've been saying, is that it's been ignored for so long, so bloody long. It's gotten out of control. This could have been dealt with in a very humane way, number one. We didn't have to have the numbers and the sad stories and the dead bodies. And I mean, because it's awful that the coyotes take advantage of people that they shuttle across the border. And then we deal with it here in the United States. And it's just despicable, the things that have happened, that have gone on for year after year. Years, we're talking years. Coming up, we got a big giveaway that I'm going to tell you about, the Trifecta Contest. You're going to want to stick around to hear about the Kentucky Derby and some other odds and ends.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Also the latest on Tiger Woods. But, you know, immigration, there's so many different angles to this, and we had an immigration lawyer on earlier, and I was talking about this, the fact that now this law kicks in after 90 days, but probably there's an injunction. However, there's something new going on, too, the idea that making it a referendum, if there are 76,000 signatures, if they can pull that off by early August, really end of July, and it would have to go to a ballot deal, then that would be on hold till 2012. The bottom line is the governor has raised the issue, and good for her. And she, it's like she's saying, listen, it's not like we're going to run people down, pull them over. The exaggeration is ridiculous that she says that she's hearing. She's getting all kinds of threats. She's getting a zillion emails, but of course, and she was well aware that that would happen. So good for her for standing up for what she thought was the right thing to do while her state is drowning in this illegal immigration problem. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, baby, a couple topics. I'll start with the immigration first, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Ms. Brewer on the Greta Van Susteren.
Sure. Sure.
She was very courageous. She's basically saying, and I know she must be getting a ton of hate mail, probably death threats and everything else, which is amazing. I wonder where Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center is. Mr. Potok, they actually put a swastika on the Capitol building with refried greens.
I know.
I haven't heard you say anything about that. You haven't blamed the militia movement, have you, you scumbag? But she mentioned that she's thinking of the populace of Arizona. She's trying to keep them safe. Now, I've heard counter-arguments about Gestapo, let's see your papers, please, like in Nazi Germany. But
they're not going to do that, though.
Right, and we can all be afraid of that. And as a gun owner, as someone who respects the Constitution, you might say, well, Mark, you're a phony because you're... But this is what you have to understand. For years, we've heard about the hospitals closing down, how much it cost, the schools to teach English as a second language, which we know perpetuates them in lower class. They have to be immersed in English only.
Mm-hmm,
they
right.
pay, the teachers' unions and the Hispanic leaders have the school unions fight for money for English as a second language. Like you just said, she's simply trying to do something. We always wring our hands like, let's do something. Let's do something. Well, she's trying to do something. And as you may have heard, five other states are now considering exactly the same type of
language. Absolutely. I heard from great sources, Texas. I knew this was already happening. It was definitely going to be one of them.
Texas
yeah.
and Utah. Now, what Don has to, what didn't frighten me, but what you have to look at, America, when the news media, the control media shows you the crowd, there was one sign in particular. It was handwritten. And I always told you, Kate, that demographics is destiny. Demographics is destiny. And the Hispanic population is more than Don percentage, closer to 30 to 40%. That was notwithstanding. You have to understand, well, let me get, the sign said, we're not going away, we are the majority. Did you see that sign?
Yes, I did.
That's what you have to understand, America. They flood the country purposely with people who may not have, we have no idea where their allegiance lies. That's the problem, whether it's these people, these immigrants who may turn on us because they want to take back the Southwest, they're already killing our citizens. So you don't know where the allegiance lies. But she said, we are the majority. Well, I got news for you, sweetie. If five other states want to do this, and we have even a minority of the Hispanic population, legal immigrants that want us, you will be defeated. You won't be the majority. But and I could go on and talk about possible civil war and everything else, but that's not the point. If you look at what, because of this garbage, Schumer and Graham introduced that bill. They want to give a biometrically a driver's license or ID that has all biometric information, including a vein scan of your hands.
Yeah.
Jesus, can you say Mark of the Beast? This is what Chuck Schumer, who's a Jew, who should know better, wants this type of ID. And they're saying, well, since we can't control the illegals, we have to give this to everybody. This is the garbage that they pull. They want to have your biometric eye scan, vein scan on this ID card. And Lindsey Graham's going along with it. There's a little rumor out there that they have some dirt. He's a homosexual in the closet.
Yeah, that is a rumor that's getting a lot of credence
right.
Around the hill. You're right. Yeah.
Right. They're just using it to blackmail the guy. But look, they want to give you this card. And as a gun owner, as someone who believes in definitely not having Nazi Germany type things, that's something you don't want. And look who introduced it—a guy named Schumer. So this all ties in, and it's just I can go on and on.
And you're absolutely right. The biometric, I'm totally opposed to that. That's
right.
The whole national ID card thing. So you could possibly say, well, listen, that's what you want, and let's go that direction.
Right.
Yeah.
I have I have a certificate from my job. I have a hazmat, and I have a TWIC card, and I have other things for the CDL for the driving. I have to keep up with me at all times when I'm driving. So, and when you have a driver's license and a phone number, you already have an ID.
Sure.
They're just basically, they're just trying to do something about it. And what I want to roll all this into when I talk about the mark of the beast and end times, I mean this, America, and you may think that I don't pray, but you have to pray that the companies can cap that leak. They're talking 40,000 gallons a day, if not more, of oil that's leaking out of the
platform. Yeah,
the platform actually exploded and fell on top of the hole.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a multi-thousand ton platform that they have to try to move or decap. Talk about it. It's going to make the Exxon Valdez look like something small. You have to pray that they can do something, because not only is that energy being lost, but it's going to be a disaster. And someone, I'll make this quick, someone called the Bob Grant Show. You remember Bob Grant?
Yes, I know Bob.
He has a Sunday show here in New York.
Sure.
And this guy mentioned this. He mentioned this, and I was going to mention, but I mean, I'm on the radio all the time. There was an explosion in a refinery in Europe, in Great Britain, not long ago, a couple years ago. And like a couple of hours after it exploded, no one could get near it. They said it wasn't terrorism related. Now, listen, don't roll your eyes and say, oh, here he goes with terrorism. But the guy that called Bob Grant, he said, it's a mysterious blast, because you know how safe those offshore rigs have been.
Sure, I can't remember the last one that sunk, yeah.
And we have to know exactly who was on the rig, where they came from, because you know as far as mariners, and I had a friend that worked off the Mississippi coast, he worked on the boats out there. He just come up here, his wife lived up here. Who was on the platform? Was it really an accident? And I mean, now this may be in the back of most people's minds right now, but God forbid if that was sabotage. I mean, it happened exactly the way they wanted. And now
sure.
You have to just at least consider the possibility. That's all. If that's it, then I mean, all bets are off. How do you secure the platforms all around? Because it makes our enemies who supply us with oil, just jumping with glee, you know. And
of course, because they hold all the cards already, so they hold even more now. Yeah.
Right. Even though we get most of our, and I know Don's mad at Canada, but we get most of our oil and natural gas from our friends in Canada. And
yeah.
I'll say this one more time: they have 30% of the world's fresh water. And if the crap really hits the fan here, our buddy, who's a Jewish friend up there?
Sam in Montreal.
In Montreal, you're going to have a lot of company, pal, because
no
I'm
kidding.
Coming to Canada. Thanks,
we're
Jake.
All moving. All right, thanks, Mark. Yeah, he made some interesting points. It is. I said this already, how dangerous it is environmentally, and ultimately what a disaster it is as they continue to figure out what they're going to do there with the burning off the rest of the oil and containing it and then plugging up the second leak, as I mentioned before. Hey, quickly, don't forget we have our trifecta challenge on Thursday night in our third hour. It's very easy. Because basically you're just trying to come up with three horses, but you don't even have to know the horses, just the numbers. So far in the Kentucky Derby, there are 20 horses entered. My favorite horse is Looking at Lucky. I mean, it's a layup because this is the favorite horse now with 3-1 odds, but Looking at Lucky drew the number one post position. Icebox, the number two, and Noble's Promise, the number three. There's some other cool names of horses. I don't always go by their track record, you know, their speed numbers. Like there's Dublin, who got the 17th post position to 12-1 odds. I kind of like that horse for different reasons. D. Wayne Lucas, the four-time Derby winner and absolutely a Hall of Fame trainer, that's his horse. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's kind of like picking lottery numbers. You don't have to know the horses. You just pick the numbers in three combinations, you know. Like you could say 2, 6, and 10, or you could say 1, 5, and 9, whatever it is. And once you say those numbers, you have them locked and loaded, and you win a huge prize pack if you should nail the trifecta. Ooh, even easier than nail the score. Edna in Kansas, I hope you're listening. All you boys down there in Kentucky who love this kind of stuff, it'll be a lot of fun, especially you're in horse country. More reasons to listen. If you have any thoughts, send them to me at americatonight.net.